Psalm 56 is a psalm that David wrote when he was in trouble at the time of 1 Samuel chapter 21. He had gone to Gath, Goliath's home city, the fella he had killed. But it gives us a little more insight into his situation that he was in. David prayed, "Dear Lord, get me out of my own mess." He had gone to Gath. Perhaps he had been taken into custody. And he says about himself, "I was afraid." In verse 2 of the psalm, he says he was afraid. And then in verse 4, he could say he wasn't. There are different types of fear. There is the fear of failure, as in the case of the one talent man in the parable that Jesus told. There is the fear of unpopularity, that Pilate was afraid of the crowd, so he was prepared to have Jesus crucified. There is the fear of the unknown, as when Jacob left home to escape his brother Esau. And there is the fear of danger, that which strikes terror into our lives and into our hearts. Fear and flight are connected. The Greek word phobos originally meant flight, as in running away, not in flying high. And David was worried because he was being listened to. All day long, they rest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. We remember when they said about Jesus, and they quoted and altered his words, saying he said he would destroy the temple in 3 days. And David was worried that he was not only being listened to, but that he was being watched all the while. They stir up strife, they lurk, they watch my steps as they hope to have my life. In a similar way, the Pharisees kept watch of Jesus intently to see what he would do that they could find fault with, as when he was at Bethany. And David could say as well, "My tears are in your bottle." It was a practice the Egyptians had of keeping their tears in a bottle, and David felt that he had a big bottle to keep his tears in. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 16, it says that God keeps a record of godly conversations. And David could say, God keeps an account. In the Authorized Version, it says of his wanderings, but the New Revised Standard Version says, he keeps an account of his tossings as in a disturbed sleep. Mary Slessor, when she began her remarkable missionary career in Calabar, which is now part of modern Nigeria, she said, "Lord, the task is impossible for me, but not for thee. Lead me and I will follow. Why should I fear? I am on a royal mission. I am in the service of the King of Kings." Vance Havner said, "When you're accustomed to standing before King God, kings don't matter much. Big potentates are just small potatoes when you have been standing in the presence of the Most High." In 1934, Adolf Hitler summoned German church leaders to his Berlin office to berate them for failing to support his programs. Pastor Martin Niemöller explained that he was concerned only for the welfare of the church and of the German people. Hitler snapped back, "You confine yourselves to the church. I'll take care of the German people." Niemöller replied, "You said that you will take care of the German people. But we too, as Christians and churchmen, have a responsibility toward the German people. That responsibility was entrusted to us by God, and neither you nor anyone else in this world has the power to take it from us. He was unafraid of that evil man. And later, he spent a good deal of time in prison because of him. David was wanting to make sure that God had a memory of all that he had gone through. Nehemiah, too, wished for God to remember all that he had done for good and the bad that others had been involved in. Thinking back over my life, it might be good if God doesn't remember everything. But let us say like Nehemiah, remember me for good. We will leave the behavior of others in God's hands. May the Lord bless you today.